Was Mandala, a Keith Jarrett tune from the concert in Nantes, France, with Paul Modian, Charles Brackeen, and J.F. Jenny Clark. And Paul wrote in his notebook next to that, "Great drums." So I think he liked the solo and the drumming on that tune. So they had one day off in Paris after that concert, and then they headed to Stuttgart, Germany, to make the recording Le Voyage. And it was supposed to be recorded over 2 days. But there was a typical disaster. And what happened is the drums didn't make it. And I'm going to read a little note about it. And there was a French train strike as well. So Paul wrote on his thing, "No recording, no drums, French train strike." Sounds like one of those days. But then they went into the studio on Wednesday, March 7th from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. and made the recording in that short time. So Paul wrote a whole note here on the Hotel AM Schlossgarten Stuttgart Hotel Stationery. Tuesday, March 6th, 1979. No drums, no recording. The drums were shipped, baggage cost $30, from Nantes, France at 7 a.m. on Sunday morning, March 4th, to Stuttgart, Germany. I was assured that they would arrive in Stuttgart by Monday morning, or at least by evening. Thomas said it was okay to do it. Baggage people in Nantes said okay to send them. The promoter in Nantes was convinced that it was okay to ship the drums. Lesson, never ship the drums again. Always take your instrument with you. The lesson is learned too late because now I do not have a recording. But he did end up with one. So that was the last cut I have from that concert. And I do have a little bit later, I'm going to play a duet with Tom Tichaichi, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, the Danish saxophonist, and they were playing opposite him. I'm not sure who's playing with him, but we'll get to that later. But I do have more cuts from the 1981 rehearsal tape. Next up, we have Victoria.
Hey.
Okay, we just heard two more cuts from the 1981 rehearsal tape. Started off with Victoria, Palmodian composition, and that we just heard was Re-Person I Knew, a Bill Evans tune. And again, the lineup was Bill Frisell on guitar, Billy Drews on saxophone, Ratso Harris on bass, and Palmodian on drums. And I believe that was recorded in Paul's apartment in New York City on July 9th. And I'm going to read a little bit more from the 1979 book because I just discovered something. So the copy that I wrote about, that I posted, that is about the recording, was written after he received the recording. So I do have, there are notes in here too of when the concert was going on. So, and Paul did not really like this concert at all. and he says, band is out of tune. That's putting it mildly. And he did put a note on the Le Voyage that it was out of tune. Bass too loud, I'm ashamed. Boy, did this ever suck. So, that's interesting. Now, the concert the day before, which was in Toulouse, Paul had written that it was really great, and he picked out a couple of tunes and said how good they were. He wrote, excellent tape. Very nice, beautiful, yeah, yeah. But then in the notes from that concert in Toulouse, he wrote, well, he did write later, tape of the concert is very good, but at, right after the concert, he wrote, this is the worst I ever heard Brachin play. Ugh, stinks. Melody only. But then later he wrote in, he circled it and he wrote in, not true when I listened to the tape. So, I don't know. It's kind of like that art thing, I guess. When your first look or when you first do something, you can end up with a different opinion about it later. So, next up, I have a duet with John Tichiche, and he is a Danish saxophonist. He was playing opposite Paul's group at the same concert, and it is also recorded. At first, when I first listened to it, I thought it was Charles Brachin playing with him, but now that I look again at the writing, I don't think it is. It looks like it says Good Beck, and I guess I thought that said Good Brack, like Good Brachin. And so I have no idea who this is. I've kind of done a search on the internet, and I'm not sure who the duo is with. So why don't you have a listen? And if anybody knows, so the concert was March 3rd, 1979 in Nantes, France. And there's kind of like a little bit of an introduction, and then we'll get right into the nice long duet. Thank you.
goats come passing by during the drum solo.
Okay.
tape got a little bit dead there at the end, so I'm ending it a little early. So that was John Tichai, or I don't know, how do you say that? Someone tell me. T-C-H-I-C-A-I, and an unknown saxophonist. And if you know who it is, let me know. And I have a couple more readings from the 1979 notebook. Some of the little quotes that Paul wrote that are interesting. The music holds up by itself. You don't have to force arrangements onto the music all the time. And the last one for today, piano is a percussion instrument. Just a reminder, I guess. Next up, we have What Is This?, a Cole Porter tune from the 1981 rehearsal tape.
Thank you.
That was two versions on the rehearsal tape of What Is This? Cole Porter tune. And Paul liked the second one. And I'm going to read a little bit more from the tour in France, 1979. There's a whole sheet of the money. Boy, is it complicated. So the approximate net fee amounts to 11,300 French francs, plus the fee for the recording, and eventually some more money from those dates, which give guarantee and percentage. But then there's also other expenses that have to be taken out. But the part about more money from those dates is crossed out. And there is also a 15% commission for the promoter that has to be deducted. And the fee for the recording is 6,000. I don't know if that's in German marks. It must be. Less 15%. Free hotel and a ticket for J.F. Jenny Clark to Paris, Stuttgart, Paris. But each thing has, you know, pay the hotel, free hotel, different fees and everything. So I was kind of wondering, how much money is that? That sounds decent. The tour started they left on February 16th, 1979. And then they were back, I'm not sure exactly, back in New York on March 19th or so. So they were gone a pretty long time. A whole month, I guess. But I think that's only about $3,000 maybe for that whole time. That's not much for three people, even in 1979, is it? Hard to say. So next up, I have Tangram, which Paul wrote, became folk song for Rosie, but I don't know. I question that. If you have the songbook, look it up and see what you think. You think it has similarities to folk song for Rosie or not? And also, as I mentioned before, he was going to name the Leur Voyage album Tangram. So they did play it quite a bit in rehearsals. I have it on a few different rehearsal tapes. And so this is Tangram, and then there's a short 2-minute piece, and I think it's folk song for Rosie from the rehearsal tape, but the tape runs out, so let's listen to that and see what we think.
Oh,
little bit of folk song for Rosie there. And that's all of the rehearsal tapes of that cassette. I'm going to take us to the top of the hour with White Magic from Palmodium Band Psalm, which was recorded in December of 1981. And if you like the show, check out my webpage, jazzcloset.blogspot.com. And I'll be back next week.